So let's learn something from Rav Matisyahu Salomon. It's Torah related. We're on our way to Matan Torah, so it's always good to learn things about Torah during this time of year and the milos of Torah and what we have to be careful about when we're b'nei Torah. So let's see what he says. Kedusha de Sidra v'amini yeshmirabo da agadata. Isa b'gemara. There's a gemara in Saita, all the way at the end of Saita. It says as follows. Amar Rabo. B'chol yayim v'yayim. Meruba kilalasa mishal chaver. Every day, as we are going through Galus, the klala is worse than the day before. We just get, it's snowballing, all the klalas, and we see it in our own times how, you know, there's not a day that goes by, you open up, you know, you look at the news, and it's like, you wish it was yesterday. Every day there's seemingly, it seemingly gets worse and worse. Shenamer v'beker tam yitin erev, v'erev tam yitin beker, a pasuk from the Teichacha, that in the morning you say, I wish it was the night, meaning I wish it was the night before. V'erev timer, and at night you say, mitin beker, I wish it was the morning before, because it just, things just keep on slipping and sliding downward. Hi beker, the Gemara says, which beker? Yilem beker del machar miyadam, I have it, el dechalef, like I described it. El alma maika makayim, if that's true, that the curses, the klalas, are getting more and more intense. So why is the world existing? Why should the world continue to exist? If it's so bad, so the world has to have some schus to be in existence. What's the schus? What would you say is the reason why our world still exists? And the Gemara says something very surprising. A kedusha de sidra, Kedusha de Sidra is Uvalutzein. We say in Uvalutzein, all the Aramaic and Vata Kaddish, all of that, that's called Kedusha de Sidra. And then there is Yeheshme Rabba after you finish learning and you say everybody's favorite chazal. What's everyone's favorite chazal? What? Reb Chanani ben Akashayimah, right? That's everyone loves that. That means the shir is over and life goes on, right? So when you hear that and they say a Kaddish after Reb Chanani ben Akashayimah, that's Amin Yesh Merabba Da Agadata. That is why the world exists. The things that you would least expect, you know, who thought that Uvalutzein was such an important thing to say, and who thought that Kaddish after Shir was so important, but that is what the Gemara says is the reason for the very world's existence. And Rav Matisyahu explains, "Bizman cheshkas hagalus shebechol yom amr mitein erev." Every day you're wishing that it was the day before. It's so bad. Ubagia erev raim shabayker shabaye yaiser time erev sheilav chikav. I was hoping that I was looking forward, and it's just getting worse. Shaklala misrabba b'chol yayim b'yayim kiyam ha'aylam hu al hanach beiz devarim. So the world continues to exist on these things. Upirish rasha kedusha sidra, seder kedusha devata kadosh yeshiv l'Israel, that uvalutzein that we say, shalei teknua elashu kol yisrael eiskim atayir b'chol yayim devar mu'et. What is that, Asher? What's that all about, the uvalutzein that we say at the end of davening? What's it all about? So Rashi says, fascinating, that every Yid is supposed to learn Torah every day. But not every Yid has the time to learn Torah. Not every Yid has the cup to learn Torah. So we want to ensure that you have a little dose of Torah at least every single day. That's what the Ata Kaddish is. You're basically saying psukim, and then you're saying the Aramaic targum of the pasuk. So that's like you're learning Torah a little bit. V'kivan shenoy b'chol yoyim b'talmidim v'amei aretz v'yesh kan shtayim kedushas Hashem v'talmud Torah chavevo. And all Klal Yisrael are noyig this. Whether you're a Talmud, you're a Ben Torah, you're an Amaretz, it doesn't matter. So you have kedush. It's a kiddush Hashem that you're learning Barabim and Talmud Torah Chavivu. That's very precious, says Rashi. Whenever you have this fusion of Kiddush Hashem and Talmud Torah together, that's a 1-2 punch that's irresistible. That will keep the world going. Yes?
So Havana does not matter?
Sorry?
Havana does not matter?
Why do you say that? I mean,
I'm saying people...
Because you're rattling it off, you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying anyone, whoever says... I mean, whatever, yeah, there are people who understand, but I'm saying the whole point is that, like, is that even the Amal Aretz says it. Well, the Amal Aretz does not understand it, probably.
Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe he does. But it's a simple... It's not very complicated, and it's simple, and everybody, theoretically, whether we understand it as a different story, but... Assume that they at least can understand that, and they read it in Aramaic. Aramaic for them was like English. They understood Aramaic, so we don't understand Aramaic so well either. But imagine if you would say Hebrew and then English. You would probably chop a little bit of it, right? So that's why they did in Aramaic. They wanted everybody to have like an equal opportunity to learn Torah every day. This is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and it's Torah. That's an amazing thing. It's Chavivu. V'chein, says Rashi, yesh mei rabo, mevarach she'ayin achar agada, shar darshan derish barabim b'chol Shabbos. Every Shabbos, there was, the rabbi gets up and gives a drasha, let's say, before mincha, they'll say a pirkei avashir, and then afterwards, hayunagim kach v'shem hayin niskapsim kala'am, l'shemaya, you get a big crowd, these long Shabbos afternoons, people... You know, there's just so much you could sleep. They go to shul and they listen to some Pirkei Avos. And at the end, l'fishena yem shemlo, it's not a day that they have to work. V'yesh kan Torah. Again, there's Torah. The masses are learning Torah. Then there's a Kiddush Hashem of Yehesh Mei Rabba. Kaddish is Lashon of Kedusha, Kiddush Hashem. So that's another thing. Bizmanim ha'yeser kashim. Shemaleim tzaris uklol. It's a long Rashi, right? Is this still Rashi? I'm not sure. That might be the end of the Rashi. But anyway, this might be back to Ramatisyo, that at these times that we live in that are difficult and they're full of tsaris and klolos, ein olam is kayim, rak bischus limud ha-Torah shel klal Yisrael, sheish imay gam kin kiddush Hashem. Obviously, Rashi is saying is that these two things are special because you have, it's not just Talmud Torah and it's not just Kiddush Hashem, it's both. Whenever you have both together, that is something that's able to keep the world going. These are psukim that, with the targum, it's explained to everybody. It's understood by everybody. They don't have work to do. And... they're all learning Torah, and then they have a Kaddish after they learn Torah. Hein, hein, hadvarim shalem ha'elam kaim. This is what the world exists for. Acher sha'asa ka'adam limad ha'Torah, v'nis'ala yudez l'madriga g'vay yaser, amira azu shepirusha shiritzaynai ho, achvrak liraiz kiddush Hashem, shezeo tachas ha'abriya. We're basically saying that all we want is a kiddush Hashem. That's the very purpose of the Bria. We want to sanctify Hashem's name. Ve'ein lai brega zeh shum she'ifa acheres, rak hiskalos kvay malchus yisparach, hiya mekem esayim. So basically, what's the main reason why the world exists? The world exists, first of all, for Torah. How do you know that the world exists just for Torah? Where do you know that from? Pirkei Avos says that. Al gimel dvarim ha'olam ha'emed, al Torah. Could be, yeah.
That's Gemara.
Yeah, okay, but how do you know that the Torah, that the world was created just for Torah? So Rashi at the beginning of Bereshis says Bereshis, not the very first Rashi, so you shouldn't feel that bad, but the second Rashi, maybe the third Rashi says Bereshis. What is Bereshis? Bishvil, the base is Bishvil, Rashis, because of the Rashis. Anyone went to Rashit in Eretz Yisrael here? So on the Pereches, on the curtain of the Aron HaKadosh in Reshit, on the beautiful base medrash there, it says Bereshis, Bishvil Torah Nikra Reshis, because of the Torah that's called Reshis. Reshis, the Torah is called the first, it's the prime. So Bereshis, Bar Elokim, why did Hashem create the heaven and the earth? Bishvil Reshis, because of the Torah. So that's one reason the world is created. Rashi there says also Bishvil Yisrael Shnikra Reshis. Reshis, Klal Yisrael is also called Reshis. So when you have Taira, when you have Limanat Taira, that's key, that's the very essence of the world's existence. And you have Klal Yisrael going and being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why? So that we should sanctify his name. The Ramban says at the end of Parashas Bayit, that famous Ramban, he says that, I love this Ramban because he gets to the core. I like things very simple. I'm not a very complicated person. I like things, the simpler the better. The Ramban says, like, in case anyone ever wonders, like, why are we created? What's the reason for our existence? So, you know, you could say anything you want, but, and Rashi seems to say to learn Torah, and that's true. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's from our perspective. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, the Ramban says, Ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira harishayna, I think is his lashon. We don't have no reason. We have no explanation for why Hashem created the world except for this, that we should be, that a man should be, should acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, and he should say, B'yaisecha anachnu, I am your creature, I am your creation. To acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and to thank him for everything, that's why we're here. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a world. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a world for? Let's say there would be no planet Earth. You think that would in any way take away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great by himself. He doesn't need us. If we can contribute anything to him, it's one thing, and that is that there should be human beings in this world that acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. We're not here to eat. We're not here to sleep. We're not here to play basketball. We're here just simply to recognize that there's a God in the world. And once we're here, we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to do the right. We're supposed to follow his mitzvahs. But the Ramban says, as simple as simple will be, if somebody asks you, why are you here? I'm here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to acknowledge his presence. That's it. And that's what these two things are doing. When you have this combustion between Torah, which is one reason why we're here, and Kiddush Hashem, which is basically sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, saying, you're holy, we are your servants, we are here to sanctify you, to be Mekadeshim Shemayim, we're here to give holiness to him, which is like the Ramban. You have these two things that are coming together at once. You have Uvalitziyah and Gael speaking about Vata Kadosh, you are holy, and it's Talmud Torah Derabim. That's beautiful. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's exactly what Hashem wants from us. What else does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? When we sit and learn, we have a shir come together as a packed shul on Shabbos afternoon, and Balabatim and Amaratzim and Tamid Chacham, everybody come together, hear the rabbi speak. The rabbi gives a beautiful shir, and then they say a Kaddish, you have this shir, you have Talmud Torah Derabim, and you have Kedusha, Kiddush Hashem. That's the world. Even in times that the world should really naturally just implode, the tzaras are off the charts. We don't know what's going on. Every day the klal is worse and worse. The world could exist simply because of these two times that before we came tonight, whoever didn't know the Gemara and Saita would never even, if I would have given you a list of 100 things, what keeps the world going, I don't think anyone would have said those two things. Would anyone have said Avalitzin? Avalitzin is like the part of davening that you sort of like, you know, most people are out the door, many people are out the door by then already. And the Kaddish by, you know, after Shir, first you have to go to the Shir, you have to, you know, be awake. It's not something, but that's what the Gemara says, amazing. The Gemara in Saita, at the end of Saita, says that these are two things that the world exists on. The most improbable two things, maybe. The last two things on the list, that's what it is. Hamaral, the Maral of Prague, Kishemivaris Divriya Gemara, when explaining this Gemara, the Maral has a lot of Svarim. And one of the Svarim is Chidushim on Agadas. Agadas to Gemaras, he goes and he does a masterful job at explaining Agadas. And he's explaining this Gemara and he says as follows. First, he actually goes and he gives you a very deep mystical approach to what is so important about Avalitzin and what's so important about this Amin Yeshem Rabba at the end of a shir. But this is how the Maral concludes. Messiah Bezal Lashon. The year of Masha Amar Yeshem Rabba da Agadata, This Yeheshme Rabba of Agada is a greater praise more than davening. Meaning in davening we also have a lot of Amen Yeheshme Rabbas, right? There's a lot of Kadeshim that we say during davening. That's not good. That's not enough. That wouldn't save the world. You have to have the Yeheshme Rabba after you learn Torah, after you have a shir. Mipnesh Kasher Boim Lispalel. That's not necessarily for the covet of Hashem. You're coming and davening. Why? Why do people come and daven, says the Maral? Because they need stuff. You need parnasi, you need a shidduch, you need refuah, you need yeshua, so you need whatever you need. So you come to daven, but that's not for Hashem's covet. That's for your covet. If you want, you know, not recommended, but you could daven alone, in theory, without any kadesh. I mean, that's also tefillah. L'kach, afal gav davi atfilah barabim, even though it is a tefillah barabim, ein zayis hasiv l'kvad Hashem, so that's not what I would term a gathering in the honor of Hashem. It's not. Aval hasifa v'akiddush l'shmaya hadrasha. Why do people get up on Shabbos afternoon and leave their families to go hear the rabbi give a shir? Why? Because they want to know chukav u'mishpata v'tayrasai. They want to know what Hashem wants. They want to know the instruction manual of living. They want to learn halachas. They want to learn Mishnah Berurah. They want to learn Agado. They want to learn Musar. They want to learn Pirkei Avos. It's a beautiful thing. People come to shul. You know, it's often like overlooked, but if you think about it, what is it in essence? When people come and they come to a shir, it doesn't have to be balabat mishnah, it could be a shir in yeshiva, it could be a vad, it could be a shmuz, it could be anything. Why do people come? They come simply because they want to hear the Dvar Hashem. We want to learn together what the Rebbe Hashem wants from us. That's a kiddush Shem Shemayim. That's a covet for Hashem. Hashem says, wow, you really care about what I say. You want to know what I want. It's a beautiful thing. That's an Amen Yeshmer Abba. That's Kiddushim Shemayim. That's real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets tremendous nachas from that. That's Kavod Hashem. You have Torah, you have people coming to understand the Dvar Hashem, a covet of Hashem with a Kiddush Shemai Barabim, that's irresistible. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, you know what? I'll keep the world going just for this. I love it. That's what the Maral says. Hadvarim Nairaim. So Ramatisyo says, these words are incredible. She'ein Kvayt Shemayim Yaiser Gadol Mikasher. There's no greater Kavod Shemayim than when we gather together, we come together to learn Torah as a shir, as a yeshiva. V'sham mabiyim anu emunoseinu v'ashkavas chayeinu v'tikvaseinu v'agoshaseinu ayechida. She'yehesh mei rabba mevarach. When we get together and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that pivotal moment that your name should be blessed. We want your name to be prosperous, Hashem. We want your name to be widespread, publicized, broadcast. Nisgadol, Shemachapsim Rakidish Hashem. We're seeking your sanctification. That's all we want. Rak Zeb, Bitsirif Liman Hashem, Mekayim Esayim Kulay. You need that yearning to Mekadishim Shemayim together with Talmud Torah, together. Those two things will keep the world going. Midvarim elo rayim detayr levada ein ba kayach zelahamida ilam. Fascinating. What comes out of this is that Talmud Torah alone, let's say you have a Beis Medrash full of people and they're learning, they're studying, that alone doesn't do it. That alone, I would say it does do it. That's Torah, that's Bereishis, that's Bishvil Torah Negereishis. I would say that's great. Give a big check. The world goes on with that. Ramatso is being medayik from this whole sugya that it's not so pashut. Talmud Torah alone, it's great Talmud Torah. It's an amazing thing. But if you're looking to save planet Earth, it's not going to do it. That's not enough. Talmud Torah alone is not enough, but rather you need to do something else together with the Talmud Torah. Chas v'sholem yishalayim et Torah Umekayim apasik imlay brisiyam v'layla chukashvem v'etzlay samti. Torah is something that does keep the world going. The pasuk says that if not for my covenant of yom v'layla, which is Torah, chukai shemayim v'aretz hasan, I would never have had the world exist. Meaning, you need to be engaged in Torah in order to keep the world going. That's the famous Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in his Nefesh HaChaim says that. And he has a famous line, I wish I had it in front of me, but basically he's saying that if the world would not have Torah being learned even for a single second, if let's say, you know, something would happen for one single second, there would be no Torah being learned anywhere in the world, he says the world would go back to Torah Vavai, the world would implode. Planet Earth would literally implode if the world would not. He takes it very literally. He says, you need, without Torah, you don't have a world, period. In fact, he didn't just say this in a sefer, he lived it. Because when he established his famous yeshiva of Volozhin, Volozhin was the first modern, I don't mean modern like a Modox, I mean the first, in modern history, he established like this first prototypical yeshiva that many yeshivas were styled after, all the famous yeshivas in Europe, Namir and Panovich Baranovich and Kamenetz and Radin, all the yeshivas were somehow, some way offshoots of Volozhin. And in this famous yeshiva of Volozhin, which is fascinatingly, that yeshiva, which was started in 1802 and it went till I think the early 1900s, maybe late 1800s. That yeshiva, the building is still existent in this world. Amazing, right? You can go and visit Volozhin today, and you could see the yeshiva. I don't think you can get in, but you could touch the walls of this building. It's an amazing thing. That's a real landmark. So it's the original yeshiva of our time. And it still exists. It's there. And in that yeshiva, Reb Chaim Volozhiner started with the blessing of the Vilna Gaon, who he was the primary Talmid of the Vilna Gaon. He instituted that what was called Mishmaris, that every day, 24/7, 365, there should be constantly learning in the Beis Medrash. There would be constant learning in the Beis Medrash. So that means like, you know, like we had, I think before Pesach, when was that? They had like, you know, 24 hours a day learning for like a week or something. Remember that? When was that?
For Israel,
right. When was that? It was like at the beginning of the year? I don't remember.
Yeah. Last semester.
So that, imagine, that was like a big deal, right? But imagine if like that would be day and night forever in Lander College. That would be something unique, right? That's exactly what Chaim Volozhiner did. He said, we have to have, because I'm building yeshiva, I have to make sure, he took it personally, I have to make sure the world continues to exist. And the only way it's going to exist is with Torah. So I have to make sure there's constant Torah. I can't assume that in America there's going to be learning right when we're sleeping or in Eretz Yisrael or whatever. Who knows? So I'm going to be the one that's responsible. Let me ask you a question. 24/7, 365, of all those time slots, which would you least want to have, like the hour slot to learn? Of a whole year, what?
5 a.m.
No, I'm saying like in one day of the year, specific day of the year. Very good. Matzah Yom Kippur. That everyone wants to run to get their kakash cake, right? Nobody wants to learn at that point. So who's going to do that shift? Reb Chaim Volozhiner did it himself. I have a Kabbalah that Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, I'll take that slot. It's good. Well, you guys are breaking your fast. I'm going to learn the basic matters, and then afterwards, you could take over for me. He, Mamash, felt this. He felt what he said in the Nefesh HaChaim, that the world will not exist. That's why some people say that the world was created, planet Earth is created, that, you know, when it's night here, it's day in Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa, because otherwise, you know, who knows? If it's, let's say it would be dark all over the world, maybe everyone's going to sleep. And no one's going to be learning. So there's always people, there's always going to be sun out, and there's going to always have the ability to have people learning. But even though that's true, he says, But if there would be a chilul shem shamayim that comes out in any which way, ein ha'olam kayim b'zchusay. That is not a type of taira that the world has a kiyum from. Shetnayesh bedavar. It's true, taira does keep the world going, but the takeaway from tonight, from the Gemara and Saita, and the Maral on that Gemara and Saita, and the Rashi on that Gemara and Saita, what we should be taking away is that it's true, Talmud Torah does keep the world going. If anyone asks you what keeps the world going, Torah keeps the world going. Without Torah, when you learn Torah, you're doing much more than just learning for yourself. You're actually creating a kiyum for the entire world. The whole world is spinning on its axis just for you. When you sit and learn Gemara, when you sit and learn Torah, that's definitely true. But the caveat is that it has to be a Torah that is a Kiddush Shem Shemayim at the same time. It has to be a Torah that's Mekadeh Shem Shemayim and not Chatz V'Shalom being Mechal Shem Shemayim. Shetnayesh bedavar shemat Torah tzarech lekadesh es Hashem kedeh shetayrasay tekayim shemayim va'aretz. In order that through the Torah you have a kiyam of shemayim and aretz.
Is
Lav
Dafka, Velatzion, and this Kaddish?
Right. Exactly. Those are a perfect example. And there it's built in because you're automatically having a Kiddush Hashem and you have people coming together and you're being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in a very apparent way. You're saying Kaddish and you're saying Uval Avata Kaddish. You're saying things that are being beheaded. But you're right. The takeaway is it's not just that. It's really Torah. But Torah has to be through a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That Torah alone doesn't always have a Kiddush Shem Shemayim attached to it. It's possible, and I'm not going to say how because I don't really have any good ideas. Maybe you can come. I'm trying. Of Torah without a Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
I mean, if someone's doing it like for bad reasons, and like it's not people coming together, they're doing it by themselves and for bad reasons.
I don't know. I would say things. I don't want to like overstep my lane over here. But if let's say somehow you're learning Torah, but the way that you're learning Torah is not in the right manner. Sometimes we learn Torah and there are ways that the Gemara says that they're not, if you learn Torah lakanter. There are people that learn Torah. It's not like it's okay to learn Torah Shleil Lishma, but Shleil Lishma means the good type of Shleil Lishma is like Rashi says, I'm not Shikra Rav. I want to get smicha. I want people to call me Rebbe. I want people to think I'm a Talmud Chacham. It's not the perfect Lishma, but it's good enough. That's okay. Mitay Shleil Lishma ba Lishma. But then the Rishayim Taisus there and says that as opposed to Lakanter, if you're, let's say, learning Torah, but you don't really want to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah, but you're learning Torah in order because you want to attack the Torah. You want to be one of these Gemara critics or something, and you're looking for Bible criticism. You're looking to criticize the Torah. You're looking to use the Torah as a tool for your gaiva and your. But that would be a good example, I guess, V'chol Shem Shemayim. That Torah is not a type of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Niskadish. It's V'chol Shem Shemayim. And there are other cases as well, but the point is that when we're learning, we have to try to always use it as an opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, which means that and I want to just extend it a little further than Bishas that we're learning. Bishas that we're learning, maybe we're good. We're very good when we're learning in the Beis Medrash, and it's very hard to say that there would be a Chol Shem Shemayim there. But maybe the Chol Shem Shemayim would come about if after we finish learning, we do things that are not aren't so nice. We're not we don't act the way we should on a basketball court, and we're the same guy is learning Torah. Is now making a Chol Shem Shemayim. He's not being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. He's not, You know, just little things, you know, leaving dirty tissues on the table, your cup on the table, and not putting your svarim back in the base medrash. Different things that I don't know if it's the worst chil Hashem Shemayim in the world, but Torah alone is only going to save us and save the world if it's enveloped in Kiddush Shem Shemayim. If whatever we're doing, we're consistently good people, and people can look to us and say, wow, that's a Ben Torah. That's what I want my son to be. That's what I wish, you know, I wish every Jew is like that guy, because he gets it, he's fine, he's, you know, everything he does is a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, like the Rambam says. But, you know, the Rambam has a whole arichas, I think it's in Yisodei HaTorah, I think he says that, you know, that he speaks about what a Talmud Chacham is, and that Maso, Matanish HaTalmud Chacham, that the masa and the mat and the business dealings is honest and straight, and Aymer al hain hain, lav lav, when a yes is a yes, a no is a no, a handshake's a handshake. Everything that he does is proper. Everything he does is good. If you're that type of person, that's a Kiddush Hashem. Then you keep the world going. If you're a type of person that, yeah, you're good in learning, but then, you know, you do shtick the whole time, and, you know, outside of the base medrash, you're not acting appropriately, and people look at you like you're, you know, you're not an upstanding type of guy, that might be what he's saying is a chil Hashem. And so we have to be careful, because it's great to learn Torah, and it's great to be the ambassadors of Torah in the world, which is what B'nai Torah are, but it's a responsibility. It's a very big responsibility, because whatever we do, we're being observed, we're being watched, and people look at us and they say, wow, you know, they'll either say wow in a positive way, or they'll say wow in a really negative way. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Torah, but he wants the Torah plus Kiddush Hashem. He wants the Torah with the Kiddush. If you think that it's enough just Torah, that's not what Rashi meant when he said Bishvil Torah Shnagarish. It has to be Torah that has a Kiddush Hashem with it. That whatever we're doing, we're carrying the banner of Hashem's name. We are the ambassadors, not just of Torah, but of Hashem. And everything that we do has to be very, very carefully measured to make sure that we are doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, and that our manners, our midas, our musar, our hashkafas, everything is in line with the Torah, and then we're good. Then we save the world.
What about the Gemara that Rabbi Sokol, Dean Sokol's son, quoted in Torah Golding, that if a person learns about themselves, they're like forsaking Torah?
That could be. I don't know if that's a chil Hashem. I mean, Gemara says it's that you metapshen, you become stupid. But I don't know if that exact, if that alone is a chil Hashem per se.
It probably means like for like ever, right? And you're allowed to learn by yourself on that.
Right. Okay, everybody. Shkayach.
Let's call it a Gemara.